Hi, welcome to What's Your Favorite Scary Movie? It's another episode. I'm Rez, and I haven't given up on this podcast yet. So let's celebrate that. Yay! Yeah, I'm here again. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. Thank you, but I am sorry. It's not really the best podcast, I admit, but we do what we have to, and yeah. This episode is kind of different. It's no longer my birthday. Unfortunately, last week it was. Now it's not. I'm 23. I'm a mess. Still. Nothing changed. Nothing new. Nothing changed. What has changed is this episode is very different. There is going to be no guest. I am the guest. Okay. I know it must be boring to listen to just me talking. You used to have to do that for 5 minutes, but now you have to do it for, like, God knows how long this episode will be, but yeah, you have to listen to just me, and I'm, again, very sorry, but these are the circumstances that I was put in, and there's really nothing to do about that except for live with it. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. Actually, no, keep listening, because I'm honestly a catch. I'm funny, and I'm very cute, even though you can't see me. But if you follow me on Instagram, you can see me. If you're listening to this, you probably already do. But I'm sorry, I really am. But there was no guest. I couldn't figure out who to put on this week. Okay, correction. No one was free to be on this podcast this week. And I was very sick. I am very sick. I'm not sick. I just have very severe allergies right now. So my voice is a bit not great, and I'm very sorry about that. Like, for the third time, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. You can go fuck yourself. Okay, that's extreme, but yeah. This week was a mess. It was very hectic, very tiring. Had to move things around the house. Everything in my body hurts, especially my neck, but like mostly everything else hurts. Like, even my fingers hurt. If you hear things moving around, it's because we're still moving up things around the house, and no matter how much I have to convince my family to not make noise, they still will do that. So there's really like no avoiding that. You can hear like glasses outside right now, and that's like that's just what we have to live with. That's what I have to live with for the next God knows how long. But yeah, and so all the dust gave me allergies, and now my nose is about to fall. Literally, I can no longer feel my nose. I can't smell anything. I can taste. It's not COVID. I'm vaccinated. Leave me alone. But I can't smell anything. Just like, yeah, my nose gave up on me. Yeah. So this podcast, if you didn't know, you are in fact listening to the number one show in TV and film on Apple Podcasts in Egypt. That happened. So last week, or like a few days ago, I checked the charts because I was like, let's just see what the charts are giving, you know. I didn't think I would ever be on it, so I just checked the charts, and I was like number 6, and I was like, oh, I was over the moon. I was like, gonna cry. Literally, it was like 3 a.m. I was shocked, and so I went to sleep, and I woke up the next day, and I checked the charts again, and I'm number 1. That doesn't make any type of sense to me. Because I am convinced that no one actually listens to TV and film podcasts in Egypt, and that's why we're number one. But that happened. And we were also the number one episode in TV and film. And we did, in fact, crack the top 150 podcasts in the general chart, which is a feat because the top 10 is actually all just Quran. So how can you really beat that? You know, it's Quran episodes that were posted in 2010. I'm not joking. You can check it yourself. So there's really like no beating that. There's just like nothing I can do. So 150, I'll take it. We were 130, I think. Right now we're off the chart, but let's not talk about that. We're still number 2 in the TV and film, which I'll take. Yeah, so thank you, I guess, for listening. If you are, thank you for making this the number one podcast in TV and film in Egypt. I will never stop saying that ever. Thank you. That means so much to me. And yeah, thank you. Oh my God, I'm literally, it's a dream. But yeah, so the podcast is number one. The content is horrible. I'm like, I just, there's so much that I want to do with this podcast and I don't know how to do it yet, but I will figure out a way. You know, with time comes improvement. You know, it's only episode 3. It's 3 weeks in. At least I've been consistent. You know, every Sunday I give you an episode and that's all I really, you know, can do at the moment. The music, the intro music still sucks. I'm sorry. Anchor, it's Anchor Music, the app that I use. Okay, I can't give you any better right now. I'm not an editor. I'm not a musician. I'm not a composer. I don't know any composers. Actually, I do, but I won't be able to pay them to make me music. So until, you know, things get better, we're just going to have to live with this whack-ass intro music. And yeah, so just deal with it. Live with it. It's going to be fine. Another thing that I wanted to talk about before we really get into the podcast is, like, the episode. I watched the worst movie I've ever seen, which I was very excited for. I was very much looking forward to see this movie. When I saw the trailer, I felt like I watched the entire movie. I'm not gonna lie, I did. But I was still excited to see it because it looked promising. The premise was just so good. In case you don't know what the movie I'm talking about is, it's old. It's a new horror movie. It's not very horror. It's more like a psychological thriller. And it was just... why? Just why? The cast was great. Acting was horrible. It's just... I feel like... so the whole premise of this movie is that they go on this island beach thing. And they all start aging like rapidly. Within hours. Then they become, you know, old. I felt that was happening to me while watching this movie. I felt like I aged 80 years. I was with my friends and we just couldn't help but laugh. We were laughing so hard and we were watching it in this like indie cinema here in Cairo called Zawiya. If you know it, you know, people there don't talk during movies, but we just couldn't help it. We were literally like crying, laughing very loudly because we had to entertain the other people watching the movie with us in the theater, because if we didn't, who did? Certainly not the movie. The movie was just... yeah, I don't know why. It's from the director of Signs and The Sixth Sense. And now that I think of it, these movies are very awkward. They are. They're good movies, but they're very awkward. And this is what happened with this movie as well. It was just very awkward. And the ending was predictable. Everything was just terrible. It was just horrible. Don't watch it. Actually, do watch it. It's very entertaining if you want to laugh. But don't watch it alone. Watch it with friends. Otherwise, you won't have a good time. Yeah. So what's my favorite scary movie? It's Scream. In case you couldn't tell, the title of this podcast is actually inspired by Scream, obviously. What's your favorite scary movie is a very iconic line in this movie. It's, you know, a very much a pop culture moment. In case you didn't know, Scream was titled Scary Movie, and then they renamed it to Scream, and then we got the Scary Movie parody movies, which are extremely good as well, but yeah. So my favorite movie, Scream, everyone who knows me knows this. It's kind of like shaped my personality, definitely. I feel like an edgy hoe when I say that my favorite movie, Scream. Like, yeah, like Scream, I just watched it so many times. I have it memorized. Like, oh my God, this my, like, that movie like really is a personality trait to me. I'm not lying, it really is. Like, I just love that movie so much. I've loved it since I was so young. I remember, I think before I watched Scream, I remember my grandma owned a tape, like a video VCR tape of Scream 3, and I think she had paused it on a scene where Ghostface runs like to the camera, like in front of the camera, like directly to the audience, and I just pressed play, and that was the first thing that I saw, and I immediately like screamed and ran away. Screamed, no pun intended, but yeah, so Scream 1996 shaped who I am today. Is it my favorite entry in the franchise? could be. I think so. Yeah, it definitely is. It's just very iconic. It is the original Scream movie. It kind of reshaped the slasher genre 100%. There's no like arguing about that. the slasher genre was like really, really like dying. In the 90s, it wasn't like a thing anymore, and Scream just came back and kind of like ate it up. And yeah, so Scream, I don't think I okay, so my journey with Scream is I don't think I enjoyed it until like I enjoyed it, but I don't think it became my favorite scary movie until Scream 4 came out, which is late. I know it came out 2011, which is like long after the original. And I think I'd already seen the three other ones that I loved them, but then I saw the trailer for Scream 4 and I saw, like, oh my god, this looks so good. Are you kidding me? A new Scream movie? I need to go see that. And Emma Roberts is in it. I was like, Emma Roberts was still like Unfabulous to me, which, if you know Unfabulous, iconic show. And so I was like, wait, Scream 4, Emma Roberts, original cast, I need to go see that immediately. And then I didn't end up going to see it because I was 12. I was turning 13, I was 12, and I couldn't really like go see it alone, and like my family wouldn't like take me because they didn't want to, and my friends were lame and they would go out like twice a year. So I had no friends. I had like two friends, and I kid you not, we would go out like twice a year, and it would be the movies and then the food court, and that was it. These were like my, outings, like a year, which was, oh, yeah. We don't talk about my life when I was 12. Horrible time in my life. Would never want to go back. They couldn't pay me to be 12 again. Yeah, so I couldn't go see it alone, and yeah, so I had to watch it on my laptop. I had to watch it on one of these like 123Movies websites. Putlocker, back then, was the shit. I watched it on Putlocker, and it wasn't even HD, it was cam. So someone was filming it, in the theater, someone filmed it illegally and posted it. And it was just, I used to watch it on repeat. And then finally, when my friends could go out, it was still in the movies, and we went to see it, but I had already seen it. I already knew what was gonna happen. So we watched it, and mind you, the theater was full that day for some reason, and the only empty seats were like the front row. And that was the only time I ever watched anything front row. But good thing I knew where all the jump scares were, so I didn't actually get scared. So that was good. So yeah, that was the only time that I watched it. Like, I watched a movie front row, and it wasn't very enjoyable. My neck hurt a lot, and it was very loud. It was very in your face. You could barely see, you could only see like a portion of the screen, the middle part. But like the sides, you had to like turn your head to see them. I don't know why anyone would ever sit like front seat. But yeah, so that happened, and I loved it. Oh my god, Scream 4 ran my life, and I have it memorized to this day. And then the more I rewatched Scream 4, the more I rewatched the original Scream and the other Screams. And for the longest time, my favorite Scream was actually Scream 3. But then I woke up and I realized, yeah, not the best Scream. Like, a lot of people argue that it's the worst. I still disagree. I still think it's a good movie. I think it's enjoyable. I think it's fun. It is stupid, but I think it's fun. It's good. It's fresh. So yeah, Scream, 1996. The opening scene. Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore is my mother. I always say this. She really just like, she's so wholesome. And to watch her get butchered in the first 8 minutes of this movie somehow comforts me. Somehow that brings me peace in life. And I can't really like describe it, but she just came in here. She was like, I'm gonna give you guys the best scene in horror ever, and just chuck the deuces and leave. And I respect that. I love that. I think she did a great job of being scared and dying. She gave us some iconic lines, some ooh, the wig. Let's not talk about the wig. The wig is, you can't, like, it's all there. Look at the evidence. Look at the material. You can be the judge of it. It's legendary. It's iconic. And I respect her for it. I thank her. I commend her. I owe a large part of my life to Drew Barrymore. If I know this is reaching, But if someone was pointing a gun at Drew Barrymore, I think I would have to jump in front of the bullet. I think I would have to jump on a grenade for her. You know, I would Bruno Mars, you know, for Drew Barrymore. And no one can blame me. I think I know I can name at least five other people who would do the same thing. And I respect those people because they know what's up. Drew Barrymore, I hope she's having an immaculate day. I really do. So yeah, Drew Barrymore, opening scene, Casey Becker and Steve dying. Just amazing. And they did spoil Friday the 13th for me because I hadn't seen it yet back then, but it's okay. It was worth it. It was worth it. I do have to say, however, that Casey could have easily survived that because Ghostface or Billy and Stu, I guess we'll find out later on, weren't very good killers in that like sequence. They weren't prepared at all, and you can tell they were not prepared. They were kind of just like, it was very improv. It was very spur of the moment to just kill Casey. The only thing that they were prepared with was actually tying up Steve and bringing him. But other than that, it was kind of a mess because she could have escaped so many times. And I hate to be that person who yells at the screen and just goes, "Bitch, you could have lived. The bitch who do this, do that." But why couldn't she run? Why was she pausing a lot while running? Why not just run for it? You know, run for it. Just, you know, just run. You can see your parents right there. Scream. Why didn't she scream? Why didn't she yell? Why didn't she call the cops? Every time he hung up, she would just wait for him to call again. Why not just call 911? And the thing that bothers me the most after he stabs her and she's just crawling on the ground and she could see her parents on the porch, but they can't really see her, but she's almost there. She can almost reach for them. Oh, you had the phone in your hand. And I know that comes into play later and that's how they find her, but you could just throw the phone at them. You can't scream. I get that you've been stabbed. You are too in pain. Just throw the phone. Throw the phone on the porch. They're gonna see you. Gonna see you and rescue you, but you didn't do that. And I get that she, you know, if she did that, there wouldn't be a movie, but she easily could have lived. So, justice for Casey Becker, aka Drew Barrymore, aka my mother. Justice for her. So, we move on. I have points, by the way. I prepared points. I wrote things down because I cannot mess this up. This is my favorite movie. This is my favorite scary movie. This is the moment that I've been waiting for so long. And I'm on my own, so I have to impress you, whoever you are. So, yeah. Next thing we're going to talk about is obviously Sydney Prescott, the best final girl of all time. If you disagree with me, I respect your opinion, but it's wrong. Sydney Prescott. See, the thing with final girls are they're always annoying. And if you don't know what a final girl is, final girls in horror movies are the main woman who always, you know, is the main character. She's gonna live at the end. She's the final girl. Sydney Prescott obviously is the final girl is of Scream of the franchise. Sydney Prescott is the best. And I think she's revolutionary. She kind of changed the way that we see final girls, the way that they're always portrayed. They're always portrayed as like boring, a bit weak, but they find like they're living off of luck. They're not very smart. They're just good girls. They're, you know, they're living by life's rules. They don't want to have fun. They're like, or too, like, oh, like that. And Sydney could be that. I agree. But the thing is, she's smart and she's strong. I mean, name one other final girl that put up a fight as much as Sydney. She beat Ghostface's up. One thing you can count on Sydney to do is to beat that bitches up so hard. She had her foot on Ghostface's neck. And I love Ghostface. Whoever the killer is, I love them. But Sydney, just, how can you not love Sydney Prescott? She is the moment. She's always gonna be the moment. And so, Sydney, love you. Obviously played by Neve Campbell, who just was a perfect casting for this role, and she, I can't wait to watch her in the new Scream, coming out January 22nd, Scream 2022, not called Scream 5, which I'm not very mad at. I'm okay with that. But yeah, Sydney, you know, she's in her room, creepy wannabe Johnny Depp boyfriend, Billy Loomis, jumps through her window and compares her to The Exorcist, which, okay, great. I guess that's healthy. Billy's annoying. Billy, I can't remember the actor's name, but he's, you know, he looks like, they made him look like Johnny Depp, I guess, for the purpose of Nightmare of Elm Street, which was also directed by Wes Craven, who directed Scream, and it was like a thingy, you know, they wanted, like, Johnny Depp, but I guess they couldn't get him at this point. I have no clue. Yeah, I don't know which is worse, you know, Johnny Depp or Johnny Depp lookalike. Can't tell which is worse. So yeah, Billy's annoying. He jumps through her window, she flashes him, blah blah blah. They want to have sex, she's not really into it, as she shouldn't be. She's like 16, dude, just like, take it easy. Y'all are 16, take it easy. He acted like he was like sexually frustrated for like 50 years. You're 16, it's gonna be fine. So yeah, that whole thing happens. I think what we should talk about next is Rose McGowan, or McGowan, I don't know, Tatum, the best character. The best character in the franchise, the best death in the franchise, the best fashion in the franchise. She ran that movie. She easily could have been the final girl. If that's what I hope they do in the new Scream, a character like Riley, or like Tatum, in like, if there was the slasher film in 2021 and Tatum was there, Tatum would be the final girl. Sydney would be the girl who died first. That would not, you know, I love Sydney, but Tatum, she's the moment. Tatum, I hope you're doing well in heaven. Justice for Tatum. I think they did her so wrong with that garage door. She would not have... Tatum was smarter. That's the one flaw in this movie. I don't think Tatum would have tried to crawl through the garage cat door. She's a bit smarter than that. But, you know, it happened. It gave us the best death scene of the whole franchise. So I'm not too mad at it. It's really, like, she gave us the iconic line of... Oh, no, please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in the sequel. Which, same. Like, yes, be self-aware. Okay? Be a badass. And then she put up a great fight. You know, she kicked him. She punched Ghostface, or Stu, or Billy. I'm not sure who it was. I think it was Billy. With the fridge door. She slammed the fridge door in his face. She threw bottles at him. Glass bottles. And she hit every single one. Not a single bottle missed. Every single one landed where it should have been. And I love that. But rest in peace. You know? Rest in peace. I hope she's having a great day in heaven. As for Rose McGowan, I think we know how she's doing. She's... I don't want to be disrespectful. She's a meme icon. I thank her for her memes. I really appreciate her memes. I'm happy that we have those. But I hope she does better in life. I hope she finds stability and gives us more memes. yeah, so Rose McGowan, love her. We need to discuss really the most pivotal fact in this movie. Courtney Cox's hair. A very much like talked about and important discussion and, you know, debate in the Scream like fandom and pop culture in general is Courtney Cox's hair in the Scream franchise. You can't deny the impact. You can't deny the cultural impact that her hair has in these movies. She changed everything. She changed the way that we see life and that the way that we see one bobs, two blonde like highlights, and three these ugly ass bangs in Scream 3. Ooh, why? Who thought of that? But I thank them. Whoever the hairstylist was, whoever her hairstylist hated her, and you can tell, but I thank them. I really do. I thank them with my whole heart because they did what they had to do. They did exactly what they had to do. This hair, each hair fit Gail Weathers perfectly. Gail Weathers is a bitch. She is, but we love her. And no person would rock that hair except for Gail Weathers. Gail Weathers would wear that hair and think she's devouring. And she couldn't be more wrong. They were not serves, but I appreciate them. And I want each and every hairstyle. Ooh, photo shoot idea. I think I should do a photo shoot with wigs, but each like with four different looks. And it's all the four hairs of Gail Weathers and Scream. I admit, like the first, the in 1996, the original, the hair was not that bad. It was just the blonde, like, streaks slash like highlights. They were strange, but they were nice. They were not too bad. Scream 2, love the hair, the red. It was nice. It was cute. It was serving. Scream 3, nice gowns, beautiful gowns. Scream 4 actually looked great. It was just, I think it was just like Courtney Cox's hair. They didn't really do much. It was like, it was just pretty. And it fit, you know, her. You know, she's rich. She's like, she's retired-ish. She's like, you know, doing her own thing now, but trying to go back to that life. We're not here to talk about Scream 4. I think that's going to be a later episode. I think every time that I don't have a guest, I'm going to discuss one of the Scream movies and count them down until like Scream 2022, which I bet, you bet your ass I'm going to talk about Scream when it comes out. So yeah, Courtney Cox's hair, I want it. I need it. Halloween costume, Courtney Cox's hair. Just keep changing wigs, like, throughout the party if I'm partying on Halloween. Amazing. That's what I need. That's what I'm going to do. Next is Dewey. Dewey, I love Dewey. Don't get me wrong. I love Dewey. And played by David Arquette. I love Dewey. He's just not my favorite. I'm not really that intrigued by him. I'm not that impressed by him. I just kind of like, I don't mind him. I don't want him to die in the future movies. Or like the future, if there are going to be more movies in the future. In the new movie, I hope he doesn't die. I don't think any of the original trio should die. I think if they die, it's just like, you know, Wes Craven wouldn't want this. Don't make that man roll in his grave. Okay, don't kill the original trio. We love them. I hope they're doing well. I hope Dewey and Gail remain married. You know, Dewey's an OG. I love Dewey, just don't. Not my favorite. But yeah. Obviously, we have Randy, who is the horror freak. I think if I relate to a character the most, is probably Randy, sadly. But I love Randy. Randy is, you know, funny. He's the comedic relief. He's nice. Then we have Shaggy. And by Shaggy, I mean Stu. But really, he's just Shaggy. We love him, though. I hate Stu, but I love Shaggy. And obviously, he's the other killer. So the killers, we have Billy and Stu. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. Why are you listening if you don't want to get spoiled? Billy and Stu are the killers. Perfect, perfect killers. So next thing I want to talk about is probably the main focus of this film, which the thing about Scream that we love so much is the rules of horror. They're very self-aware. It's very meta. It's very, you know, ooh, we're aware we're in a horror movie, but we're going to do these things that we say don't do anyways. And that's really the appeal of Scream. It's kind of like a parody of itself, but it's still a serious movie. It's not like Scary Movie where it's just like ridiculous. It's still serious and scary and whatever, but it's self-aware. It's funny. It kind of like, you know, gets you laughing and whatever. So yeah, the rules of horror are as follows. Don't have sex, be a virgin. If you want to survive a horror movie, you have to be a virgin. I'm not going to talk about my virginity on this podcast. You thought I was going to? Because you really thought. No, that's not going to happen. Get your head out of the gutter and get your nose out of my business. Get it out of my business. I'm not talking about that. Second thing, don't drink. oops, I guess. Don't do drugs. I don't do drugs. That's it. I don't do drugs. And don't ever say, I'll be right back. I do say I'll be right back sometimes, but it's always like at work or something. No one's gonna kill me at work. But like, I think be right back is kind of like that thing people don't say, I'll be right back anymore. I don't think so. We used to just say BRB for a while, early 2000s, just be a BRB if you're texting, but no one actually says, I'll be right back. Also, if someone says, I'll be right back, they're not gonna be back. But not because they're dying, just because they don't wanna come back. But yeah, these are the rules. So would I survive a horror film? Would I survive? Who would I be? Let's think about it. Realistically, I think I would be Randy. I would be the horror guy, or like the guy who knows a lot about the situation to tell you, oh, we have to do this, this, and this to survive. But I don't know if I would actually survive. I think I'm gonna be helpful, or I'm gonna be smart. I think no. Okay, if we're not in a self-aware horror movie, I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna know what to do and what not to do for a good portion of the film, and then towards like the last 30 minutes, I think I'm gonna die. Because someone else was acting stupid, or like someone else was supposed to die, but then they screwed me over and I died. It's not gonna be my fault because I don't believe I'm that dumb. Yeah, so I think I am gonna die in a horror movie. I'm not the final girl, although I wish I was. I'm not the girl who dies first, although I really wish I was. I want to die first in a horror movie so bad. That's all I want. So I don't think I'm gonna die first or second. I think I'm gonna die like halfway, and I do hope that I get mourned. Or if they don't mourn me, that's fine too, because they're too in the situation, there's no time to cry. That's fine, it's really okay. So I hope I die in a horror movie, but I hope I die smartly. I hope it's not my fault. I hope the audience doesn't yell at me. Like, you bitch, do this, do that. Why are you doing this? I hope it's just something that it's unavoidable. I need to, there was no other, exit for me. I had to die. I'm sorry. I died. So yeah, actually it's my one of my biggest dreams. I'm not an actor. I don't know how to act. It's not really like a goal of mine to act, but one of my goals is to act in a horror movie. I want to be in a scary movie and I want to die in it. I want to get a death scene. I don't care if I'm in it for 5 minutes. I just want to be in a scary movie so bad, and I want to die in it. If I ever write a scary movie, I'm gonna write myself into the script, into the movie, and kill myself off. Just because I need a death scene. I need an on-screen death. I need that so bad. So yeah, I'm not gonna survive a horror movie. Do you think you would survive? There's a 90% chance that you won't. Yeah. Sorry about that. You're dead. So yeah. I also okay. I'm not okay. I'm not too happy to admit that, but when I was like in my when I was telling you about my when I like my screen phase when I was 12, these watching it so many times and memorizing it obviously translated into my dreams, which is understandable. There's understandable. You're an early teen child and you're watching a scary movie over and over again. Obviously, you're gonna dream about it. The disturbing part is I wasn't, they weren't nightmares. They were not nightmares. And I was not the one, dying or being killed. I was Ghostface. I know you're judging me. I'm not mad at you for it. I deserve to be judged. And yeah, I wanted to be Ghostface so bad. Ghostface was my idol for so long. And really please don't think that I like respect serial killers or like I stand them or whatever. I hate, people, if you kill someone, you're a horrible person. I don't want to be you, I'm not that type of person. I'm not a serial killer groupie, but Ghostface, I wanted to be Ghostface. I just thought it was fun. I would have dreams of like being Ghostface and wearing the mask and killing like my friends and people I knew. And the worst part is it wasn't a nightmare. Like, I wouldn't wake up like, oh my God. Like, no, I would just wake up like, oh, okay, that was a dream. Like, so yeah, Scream, amazing movie. If you haven't seen Scream and We're Friends, I don't know how you haven't seen it. You need to go watch that. You need to go, get on that. Watch Scream. It has aged very well. It hasn't aged actually at all. It's still very relevant. It's very like very good commentary, social commentary, very just fun watch. It doesn't seem like it's outdated, that they don't use too many technology, so you don't think that it's, old or anything. It's a very good movie, and you need to watch all four to prepare for Scream 2022, which is gonna be incredible. I have great faith in it. The cast is coming back, and yeah, please watch it. Go watch it right now. And applications are open for a second Ghostface. I'm Ghostface number one. I need a partner. So if you're interested, you can DM me on Instagram at WYSF dot podcast, which is the official Instagram, or at Ez El Turkey, ELTURKEY. DM me and applications are open. I will be reviewing them. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Hopefully with a guest. I know for sure with a guest. I'm sorry you had to listen to this with just me, but thank you for listening. And I'll see you next week. Bye.